I'm Dan Daly, and I'm a candidate for the position of mayor here at the town of Olds.
Dan, tell us just a little bit about your journey to join Olds Council and, how that experience has been for you so far.
Well, throughout my time here living in Olds, I've lived here over 30 years. I have always been a big volunteer. I volunteered on a number of committees and boards and helped out in the community where it's needed. And about 4 years ago, some people approached me and said the next progression should be to move on to council. And so I've moved on to council and really enjoyed it. I always feel that giving back to your community is what people should do and what makes it as great as it is. And so the experience on council was a great experience for me. It was a very big learning curve for me, but I feel very rewarded that I was given that opportunity to be on council. And so I've had a great number of people come to me and recommend that I run for the mayor's seat on council. And I feel that that was the appropriate progression to move from my council seat to mayor and continue on the good work that we've been doing on council up to this point.
You bet. What intrigues you about, taking a chance at, moving from council to the mayor's chair?
Well, the one thing that really intrigued me about moving into the mayor's chair is as I said, continuing on with the work that we've done. We have some pretty big things happening in Olds in the next little while. I believe Olds is in a state of transition right now. And I feel that some of these things like financial restraint, working on the infrastructure, working on housing, as we talked about earlier, Galen, is some of the things that we need to concentrate on. And then we have other things in the cauldron as well about health care, about condition of our streets and sidewalks, our underground utilities. All those things are we've got a start on them. We've got a plan for them, and moving forward, those are going to be my priorities as well as mayor to make sure that we continue to have this community grow. And as I've often heard here in town, the town of Olds always punches over its weight, and I believe that wholeheartedly, and we need to have measures in place that will allow us to continue to do that.
For sure. Tell us a little bit about what your campaign looks like, when you started, what resources you have here and where people can find out more about you.
Okay, so my campaign, I started it probably back a few months, started putting together some social media. I've got a website, Dan Daly for Mayor, and that website has some articles on it about myself and some of my past history, experience and stuff, working at the college and where I grew up and that kind of stuff. And then I've got a dedicated group of people that have been helping me put signs together, getting those signs out on the street. And we're going to start going door to door and talking to people and seeing what their opinions are and what their priorities are. And then August 7th, I'm going to be at the forum, ready to answer questions from the public as well. And just continue just to be out there and just listen to the public and the citizens of Olds and figure out exactly what are their priorities and moving forward, where can we concentrate our efforts.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of, what your profession is and, just a little bit about that.
So back in a ways, we'll just say a ways back, I attended Olds College, took the Agricultural Mechanics Diploma Program, and then after that 2 years of study here, I then attended 2 years of apprenticeship training at Red Deer College. So I'm actually a journeyman heavy equipment technician, and I got my diploma in agricultural mechanics as well. And so I went and worked in the industry for about 10 years, and then I came back to work at the college in a temporary position as an instructional assistant. And I, you know, that was 34 years ago. And after 32 years at the college, I ended up progressing on to the position of dean of the School of Trades at the college, and I held that position for 12 years. So the leadership that I gained at the college, I feel, is a direct fit into this mayor's position. I retired 2 years ago in January. I still do contract work for the college. But again, if I'm successful in this campaign and find myself in the mayor's chair, then I'm going to bow out of the college contracting and concentrate strictly on fulfilling the roles of the mayor of Olds and being the voice of Olds as well.
Excellent. And yeah, the last one, you know, what makes you the right candidate at the right time now for the town of Olds?
Well, I think relationship building is the number one thing that we have to do in society now, and more importantly, when you're a municipality, you need to work with your community partners. You need to work with your regional partners as well. And so over the years, my experience in the dean position at the college was building those relationships and with industry, with students, with staff, with other post-secondary institutions, with the government. All those things is what I worked on at the college. And so that, I believe, is a huge strength that I have moving into this position, in that we need to work collaboratively with our partners here in the community. That's the county, that's the Olds College, that's the Olds Regional Exhibition, that's other municipalities that we neighbor to, as well as the provincial government. Everybody within our community, we should be working collaboratively. That's the only way we're going to get things done in Olds.
Excellent. Well, best of luck with your campaign. And Dan, thanks so much for sharing some time with us today.
Thank you very much, Galen. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks.